Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Homo.
That's the right order. Let's see who got it right. And in the fastest time, Ted Patchell. Ted, congratulations. All right, let's go. Ted Patchell, congratulations. We have five people from New Jersey in the fastest finger, and you're one of them from Somerdale, New Jersey. What do you do?
Computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner, Thomas, is up there. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
All right, fine. All right, good. The Don and
Mike Show. Fine.
Regis, totally not comfortable.
Well, then, fine.
With the gay guys.
So you guys, you're gay. You stayed in.
Here's Don and Mike to talk for you. What's wrong with you?
You know, I know that they're a sponsor on the show, so I want to be careful how I say this. I'm talking now about Cox Communications. Everybody throughout America knows what Cox Cable is and Cox Internet.
Major company.
Well, here, where we broadcast from, in Toothless Fairfax, Virginia, there's some kind of fair or festival going on.
Yes.
And there are movies. There it says, Movies After Dark.
That's right.
And I came in today and I thought, now, my goodness, am I going to be ashamed to be working in this town where there's a big banner right up on Main Street, literally on Main Street, that says Cox Movies.
Oh.
At night.
Very exciting.
And I thought, well, now, how the hell do you get away with that?
Yeah, because we're kind of like middle America.
How do you get away with that, in essence, having a big drive-in movie theater, and it's Cox Movies?
Yeah, you can't do it in the daytime.
That's true, but really.
It's only after dark when starts.
And then after like the third time I did the double, the triple take, it was, COX. Mm.
Sure, it's the big company.
I thought it was
like Wally Cox.
I thought it was a totally different, genre.
No.
I thought, well, you're not going to get the crowd you think you're going
to
get.
No, they're going to have, they normally have that type of thing happen out in Vegas.
For Cox Movies After Dark.
Were you getting ready to get your tickets?
And
get your VIP passes?
The sign. You'll see it tonight when you leave.
Right.
When you're down at the Exxon station and you make the left-hand turn to get like on 66.
Tis the season for festivals.
That's right.
There's a big, gigantic brown banner, and on one side it says Cox Movies, and on the other side, it's at night or a
after
festival.
Dark. Yes.
After dark,
right? That's it.
Buzz, that's exactly it. Cox Movies After Dark.
That was
I'm
my
so
suggestion.
Glad you figured that out. Now, can you imagine you would be down there waiting for your first film, and then it'd be like, "Hey, where's the payoff?"
I came for the money shot,
It's not here.
No.
Why are there so many people with dogs and frisbees?
Why, there's not even any nudity.
Exactly.
Get me out of here.
All right, let's get to the gay stuff. Not that that's not gay in its own right.
Gay, but not too gay.
But our good friend, Cheryl the Big Dyke, went to the Gay Pride Parade here in D.C. over the weekend.
And I think has already been demonstrated. We have lots of supporters in the gay community here in Washington, D.C. and around the country. And I think Cheryl always manages to mention that and finds people that enjoy the show and listen to the show. The thing I like about the Gay Pride Parade is that you have a lot of people that are not just out, they are way out.
Yeah.
Really
and,
out.
And this is just one bite of our gay apple. Because next week we'll have the tape from Homosexual Joe.
Yes.
Homo Joe's going to the Gay Pride Parade in Baltimore this weekend with his tape recorder.
Right.
And I understand that's an angrier Gay Pride Parade.
Bite the gay apple.
Yay.
Bite the gay Granny Smith.
Wonderful.
She's the red apple. He's the green apple.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Or maybe it's vice versa.
I didn't even know that.
I don't know.
I don't know the rules.
Just made that up.
No.
And now here's Cheryl the Big Dyke at the Gay Pride Parade.
Excited about Gay Pride Weekend?
Yeah! Donna Mike, yay!
Are you pitcher or catcher?
Wow. I'm the umpire.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. How about you? I know you're a catcher.
Try again, sister.
Oh, no! Thanks.
God.
Wow.
Cheryl
she gets right into the specifics of it, doesn't she?
Not a good guesser, though.
Why are they talking about baseball?
She's so much better than this than Joe. And we send Joe out with finely tuned scripts.
I know.
I mean, scripts that are this close away.
Which Joe? Are you talking about Homo Joe or our Joe?
Oh, no.
Joe.
Joe Ardinger.
Right.
We send Joe out with scripts that are this close to being as funny as Jay Leno scripts.
Our writers just labor over the scripts for Joe for hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cheryl's got no prep service at all. And look at her.
She wings it.
Winging it.
Yeah.
We gays know how to party.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like a wild party right there.
I believe that was
she doing standing next to a speaker?
Some of her biting sarcasm.
Yes.
I think so. And there's the word again, biting.
A little disco music.
Like the apple.
I'm at the Dyke March right now.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yes, we are.
Marching right now. That is a great cheer. 2, 4, 6, 8, all these tourists can't be straight.
Now more Cheryl the Big Dyke at the D.C. Gay Pride Parade.
Yes, please.
Fabulous, don't with us. We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous, don't with us.
We're queer. We're fabulous, don't with us.
It's a good one.
What is this?
Banging. Are these some Krishnas at the gay pride parade?
Once again, it's been possible to walk through the streets of Washington, D.C. within really reach of the places where laws are passed to restrict us and yet express a vibrant dyke sensibility, really, really consistent with the past several decades of combining work for gender and female identity, trans, the sense of being a vibrant community. All of that's here today. It's a really wonderful sight.
And do dykes rule?
Dykes totally rule. Dykes rock the world. We really run everything. We're the teachers, the social...
Hold on. That to me is like listening to any woman who's just going... until it gets to do dykes rule? Dykes rule! And then right to
John and I were discussing this interview. The person is not identified, but does she not sound a lot like Ellen?
A little bit.
Yeah, I think we decided it wasn't.
I was going to say Hillary Clinton, perhaps, a little bit.
You think?
And I'm not saying that because
right.
Everybody knows my politics. You know, if right. I was if I was doing a different kind of radio show, you might say I was pandering just there. But really, I think there was a little of that sound.
A little tomboy.
Yeah.
The workers, the nurses, the librarians, emergency techs, people who don't want us to be employed or to touch their children. We're really the people who provide all the services that are caregiving, respectful, and that keep the country going. And it's time that we're recognized as a major economic power as well as a source of basic everyday service.
Let's get back to Dyke's rule.
It is patriotism.
More poetry.
That's right. Dyke's rule, Don and Mike.
There you go. Thank you.
2, 4, 6, 8. All these tourists can't be straight.
Always count on Cheryl to bring it back on point.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Dyke's rule.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike. I found a radical fairy at the Dyke March. You kind of look like you could be a guy somewhere under that, but you're not. And what's your name?
Potpourri.
His name, oh, sorry, Potpourri. Her name is Potpourri.
That's right.
And you're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Are you a top or a bottom?
Bottom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think we know what that means.
Well, she answered pretty quickly.
That's right.
Are you a bottom when you're a woman and when you're a man or when you're just a woman?
I'm a bottom all the time.
Okay, guys. Catching all the time.
Gotcha.
Cheryl, ABC, always be catching. Sounds like she's in the thick of it right now.
Now!
She got
caught up in the moment there.
Yeah. Was that Cheryl who was yelling?
I think so.
I think you're right.
I think so. Here's more.
Where
the dykes go marching.
Is great.
I want to be in my mother?
No, in that number.
Number.
Yeah, I think they kept the original words.
Not a bad lyric, though, Don.
What is this?
Wow.
Is that Cheryl on the bullhorn?
No, I think that sounds to me like maybe that's an older lesbian. Imagine you decide to take you're taking everybody out for a nice quiet day in the city, you know. Want to take in the Lincoln Memorial?
Exactly. It's a little pitchy. Okay, what's next? What?
That one sounded a little distorted to me.
You guys, like chant with me. I don't do it alone. Get out of your chair, bisexuals are everywhere. Get out of your seat. Get out of your chair, bisexuals are everywhere.
Get out of your seat. Get out of your chair. Bisexuals are everywhere. These chants are fantastic.
Yes, they are.
Out of your seat. Out of your chair. Bisexuals are everywhere.
Right.
Out of your seat and out of your chair. Bisexuals are everywhere.
Wow.
You never know what a bisexual is about.
Tranny guys are really great. 5, 6, 8. Tranny guys are really great.
Who's that?
2, 4, 6, 8. Tranny boys are really great.
Tranny boys are really great.
Yes.
Yeah. I hear cowbells.
Oh, of course.
That's my lovely row here. 5, 6.
Picture a lot of banners.
Tranny girls are really great. 2, 4, 6, 8.
Tranny
girls?
Tranny girls?
Is that transsexual?
Yes.
Or transvestite?
Well, it's either or, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it could be either in this case.
Stop that one. Everybody's got a goddamn cheer. Let's see what's next.
Sure.
We're at the Gay Pride Parade, and I have here with me Ophelia Bottoms, one of D.C.'s most fabulous drag queens. Tell me, Ophelia, are you feeling gay today?
Oh, yes, Cheryl. I'm feeling super fabulous. Uber-duber.
Ophelia Bottoms.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
New favorite right here.
Ophelia Bottoms.
What do you think, Mike? Regular or menthol?
I think Harvey Fierstein. Ophelia Bottoms.
Yeah, we've heard Ophelia before.
Well, this is wonderful. Well, then I'm ready for the next act.
Pride Parade, and I have here with me Ophelia Bottoms, one of D.C.'s most fabulous drag queens. Tell me, Ophelia, are you feeling gay today?
Oh, yes, Cheryl. I'm feeling super fabulous, uber-duper gay. I have my rainbow mohawk and all my rainbow accoutrements to ride in this fabulous gay parade. Happy Pride, everybody.
God.
Okay. Okay, well, we're just taking it all in.
Right.
Like a good parade.
Okay, we're getting ready for the parade, and the gay music is everywhere.
I give her credit.
She is doing another fabulous job.
You know what that is?
What?
That's gay guy, face down, ass up music. You know what I mean?
Wow. Gotcha.
We have a couple luscious lesbians here who are Latina, luscious Latina lesbians. And they want to say Happy Pride Day in Spanish.
Happy Pride Day in Spanish.
No, you have to say it in Spanish.
Feliz Día del Orgullo Gay.
Same right back at you. Thanks.
Oh, I wish Cheryl had lingered with the Latinas.
A little more of that.
I'm here at the Pride Parade with Christopher Peterson, who is looking just like Lucille Ball. Tell me, how happy are you to be here at Gay Pride?
Hi, Cheryl the Dyke. I'm fabulous. How are you?
You even sound like Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
Happy Pride Day, Lucille.
Happy Pride Day.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Play that one again.
That's a replay.
Wow.
That's a replay.
Oh,
I think he's called us before.
Hi. Hi, Cheryl.
I'm here at the Pride Parade with Christopher Peterson, who is looking just like Lucille Ball. Tell me, how happy are you to be here at Gay Pride?
Hi, Cheryl the Dyke. I'm fabulous. How are you?
You even sound like Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
Happy Pride Day, Lucille.
Happy Pride Day.
We did the boy voice. Thank you.
Wow.
That's great.
That's a new one right there.
Yeah. That's so good.
It sounds like a great parade.
You know what? Hold on. I just got to just make a quick...
I need to break the flow of this. Just give me 1 second.
Hello?
Okay. Hello, Johnny?
Yes.
Hi. Put your retarded brother on the phone.
Hello?
Joe.
I heard him laughing.
Are you listening to this?
Yes.
Do you hear how she carries herself with the microphone?
Well, she's gay. Gay people are happier.
Happier.
They're better than you and I.
Joe.
Are you saying that you're not satisfied with the field work that our own Joe Artinger is doing?
I'm saying that you put that in her diminutive, tiny, little dove-like hand,
yep,
and somehow carrying around that gigantic microphone with that big CBS News flag on it, mm-hmm, she is still able to make magic happen,
it is,
Joe.
It is her second Gay Pride home run.
Gay people are just funny.
Joe, just please listen and learn.
I am. I'm enjoying it as much as you are.
She's a master interviewer.
Joe?
Of course she is.
There he is.
Joe!
I don't think he's taking
it
seriously.
I don't know if he believes.
No, you see, gay people are better in entertainment than the rest of us.
Throw a few more stereotypes in there, Joe.
Right.
Now, what do you really think, though?
Oh, I'm loving it.
No. I'm in about gays.
I love gays.
Really?
I think I'll have me one in a few minutes.
Hey!
Wow, all right.
That man, go somewhere else and do that.
Yeah, oh, there. Meanwhile, shaved head over there, skinhead in the other. You better go somewhere else.
Mr. Lice.
I'm not gay. You know what they say about people who protest so much?
Absolutely, Joe.
That's right, Joe.
I think Joe's got it in perspective.
He thinks he's a fag.
You know, as a matter of fact, a good follow-up to this would be if we ever got to those gay confessions we wrote. Do you still have those, boy?
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh.
And we could analyze those as well.
Yeah, we didn't really go into a lot of detail.
No, I think, didn't we start with either Joe or John?
We did John's. Mm-hmm. Red
we
John.
Did John's, yeah. Red John. That used to be his gay name, as a matter
Red
of fact.
John.
Red John.
Red John.
Because he was always red after
red
he was
angry.
Done.
Red and angry.
No, red like blood.
Oh, my. Cranberry juice.
From being the pitcher.
Oh, dear. Red John.
That's what I meant. Yeah,
here comes Red John.
All right, Joe. Well, listen. Listen and learn. Listen and learn.
Take
from,
notes.
From the great Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Toodaloo.
Good day.
Joe.
Yeah, back in the days when John Norman was called Johnny Red the Bobblehead.
Before his days as Johnny Thick.
Or this gay music. Now, why'd she put this on?
Because we can all dance to it.
We know how to party.
She's tongue in cheek there.
Yeah. So she's funny.
A little bit sarcasm.
Oh, yeah. And this would be the last one.
Yeah, I didn't edit anything. It's all just plain stream of consciousness, Cheryl.
All right, fantastic.
She's great. Go tell your retarded brother back there to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Red.
Give him a learning.
Bye-bye.
Johnny Red, the bobblehead.
And this is the final cut. This is the final cut of Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Okay.
I'm with a radical fairy. Tell me your name, please.
I'm Eldritch. And this
is Potpourri Sachet.
We interviewed Potpourri earlier at the Dyke March. You're looking so femme.
Oh, thank you.
And beautiful.
Oh, thank you even more.
Are you excited that it's Gay Pride?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad for Pride. It's just great
How
to be out here.
Are you?
I am so proud. I am, like, so proud I'm going to burst. Just burst.
Are Don and Mike gay?
Oh, they are so gay.
Thank you.
I know, and they love it. At least 5%.
As long as they like it 5% of the time.
Exactly. Thank you. Happy gay pride. I know your name is Carlos, and I want to know, are you a top or a bottom?
A top, maybe.
What do you mean by maybe?
80-20%.
80-20 what?
Okay. 80% top, 20% bottom.
Yep. So 80% pitcher, 20% catcher.
Absolutely.
Happy Pride Day.
Thank you. Happy Pride Day.
Thank you, Carlos. With?
Go, Mama, go. We're supporting Actors Theater of Washington, the gay and lesbian premiere.
Carlos O'Kelly.
In town.
Gay actors? Gay actors?
There is, and they go on great shows for the community.
Okay, I've never heard of a dramatic queer.
Oh, there's tons of those in the community, honey. Just look over. A
lot of sarcasm.
Cheryl's being very sarcastic this
year. Noi, have you met Noi? She's from Go Mama Go.
Okay, well, we're going to Go Mama Go up to the other side of the parade. Happy Pride.
Thank you. Happy Pride.
She's taking charge.
Yeah.
Large and in charge.
That's right.
Cheryl, the big guy.
Now, let's give her a round of applause. Another home run from Cheryl.
Applaud all of them.
Really, that was good. Not a bad cut among them.
Right. And a tough act for Homo Joe to follow.
Even when she would just let the music roll, she was just goofing on the music.
We know how to party.
Well, if you're out there, Cheryl, darling.
You did a wonderful job.
It was really great.
You know what that is? That's that American University journalistic skill. That's what that is. Absolutely.
Come on down and Rob will TF you.
Thank you.
Oh, Mike, just now, look, you nearly drowned Mike. He choked on his water. Because when he says something like that, I immediately go right to the movie.
Jesus, that is something. Man.
That's that movie where you can't tell people apart. Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
Really? Jesus, they both got the same haircut.
Tell her to call ahead, though. Set aside some time.
Just while your wife's out of town.
Please.
TF.
That's where Rob finishes and goes, okay, now me.
No, thank you.
Wow.
With her drippy.
Oh, God. Wow. Oh, my.
Oh. Her scrubbing bubbles.
Oh, yes, sir. With her harness. Don't forget that.
We've seen Cheryl.
It's in my movie.
Wearing her
antique harness.
Her leather harness for her boobs. Where are you going, Mike?
Where are you going? He's laughing so hard.
I'm just thinking about her harness, Don.
That he's walking around laughing.
She's still, her harness doesn't fit her like it used to. It's a lot bigger.
More room.
Yep.
That's right. Room for two.
Buzz, how would you're a connoisseur of all things leather.
Yeah.
How would you describe, it's not a bustier, it's like a biker type thing she had, right?
Yeah, it's some kind of like cross strap over each
shoulder.
It's a cross strap
that goes over each shoulder and underneath the breast.
Yeah, it lifts and separates.
Not always.
Well, it separates.
It separates.
Mike, when you had the movie in your head about Rob and Cheryl,
yeah,
who was on top?
Cheryl.
For the TF movie.
Cheryl was.
So Cheryl, hold on.
No, actually, you can tell them apart.
Thank you.
Because of the chest hair. I won't go any further than that.
And there it lies.
Seriously, I would love to have Rob and Cheryl take one of those Annie Leibovitz photographs.
Both,
you know, where they both have their shirts off.
Right.
That would be. And though you wouldn't have to see anything bad, but
no.
I'd give $1 million. Rob, I'd pay you. I'd pay you $100 to take that picture.
Like the picture of John Lennon and his ex-wife.
I would pay you $100 cash.
I'll match
to
that.
Take that, and Buzz will match that.
Well, we'll talk.
All right, and it doesn't have to be. What if it was just you? With your arms around Cheryl, just to, or you know, or vice
versa. I understand.
Versa.
So no actual breasts are exposed.
No breasts, but it would be a tasteful shot. But it would be both of you.
Neither of my breasts.
Black and white.
Yeah. And it would be maybe her just covering up, and you back to back,
or you covering her with your hands.
And it would just be from the waist up.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'd need a good. We'll call Annie.
No, we've got a talented photographer we can find. Yeah. You know.
We'll use the digital camera that we use for everything else around here. We'll just use the camera that's held together with a rubber band.
Where's the art?
The rubber band camera.
It is.
Isn't that right, Joe, with Rob in the harness?
No, I don't do a harness.
Well, they'll both fit now.
I know Cheryl would be game for it, don't you
think?
Of course
she would,
yeah. She's lost all that weight.
We could do it.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
We could do it.
We could. All right, good. That's
something very artful. Something artful.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah.
I'll need that in cash.
You got it.
I will pay you in cash. I'd love to see it. Black and white, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
if
absolutely.
We're lucky.
Make it artsy fartsy.
Make it real artsy fartsy. I know a photographer that could do it.
You don't want it in color.
I know a photographer that could do it very, very quickly.
You want like a Vanity Fair type cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you think you're seeing something, but you don't really see
That's
something.
That's exactly what it is. Rob and Cheryl in their Vanity Fair cover shoot.
Rob's hands over her boobs.
Or vice versa. You know, I mean, whatever. You
yeah.
Don't, yeah.
Her hand over his boobs. Her hand over his junk.
Now hold it.
Now,
waist up.
No. Man, now, now you're talking about it. Now, really. Like the real, like the full length.
I'm talking about them doing a, give me a break. You were nice enough to say his wife. I'm the, give me a break on the alarm because you said his wife.
Right.
I was thinking.
Do you remember the Vanity Fair?
Hold on. I was thinking like Rob mentioned before, a John and Yoko thing.
Yeah. Oh, with okay.
I got a pass on the alarm on the Yoko.
Since
alarm.
You mentioned Vanity Fair a short time back, I think it was, I forgot the name of the director, but it was his issue. And the cover was Scarlett Johansson and Keira Knightley.
Yes.
And
oh, we had that on our website, as a matter of fact.
And that,
that's it, Mike, exactly.
Actually, really, it could be both of them just lying on a bear skin.
Just topless.
Yeah. Just from the waist up and covered up in their own way.
Yes, I'm not going to have her cover me, nor I her.
You're not yet. You're not going to cover. No, okay, we don't want that to happen.
You will cover your chesties, and she will cover her chesties.
It could even be, you know, both of you back to back, even. It could be whatever way the photographer wants to position.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Rob, I see a new publicity photo for you.
Do you now?
Oh, boy, do I. I see posters.
This could be big.
And I know
it could be big.
New avatar, absolutely. Are you kidding? Everybody that gets an email from me would get that in the picture.
And you walk out with your favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Money.
Right.
Cash.
Yeah. And Cheryl.
Cash money.
That's right.
Cash money. All right. Well, thank you, Cheryl. Great job. We'll work on the Andy Leibovitz photo.
Fantastic.
Of Rob and Cheryl, the big dyke, topless together, so we can finally show you what this harness, this breast harness is. That
would you want her to wear the harness, though?
I think there should be at least one photo.
Of her in the harness?
Just to display it for folks.
Fantastic.
So they can see what we've been talking about.
Yeah, I can practically. I'm running to the website right now, and it's not even up there yet.
Can you imagine? Can you just imagine for a second
what
that harness must smell like?
Imagine.
Well, because it's not like you can throw it in the wash.
Here's the thing.
True.
I know that every guy out there has done this. If you, most of us now, I think, have watches that have
metal
bands.
Right. Yeah.
But if you have a watch with a with a leather band,
oh, if you remember the leather strap,
and especially back in the day, you know, when we were all wearing those big gigantic collars and we had puka shells and everything, back then especially the stuff for the watches, your watch band was gigantic and made of leather and had like four big gigantic straps in it, and you would take that thing home at the end of the day. And seriously, I know now. I know maybe we've even discussed this before in a previous life. But,
I don't think so. Don't.
You know, what guy doesn't smell that?
Sure.
What guy at the end of the day?
It's awful.
After like wearing it for 2 years,
it's pretty
hot
nasty.
Day, and you get home and you lay it down and you would smell it and it would just and it would not repulse you.
No.
It would
attract you.
Strangely fascinating.
An interesting smell.
Yes. It approximates the smell of a shoe. Because it's a similar environment.
Worse.
No. Not as bad as a shoe.
Oh,
no.
I thought it worse.
Not with, like, foot odor. No.
You can get the same smell by going 2 days without showering and then rub your index finger behind your ear.
Same smell?
Same kind
not,
of a,
well, not
with a touch of leather.
Not as bad. Not as bad. The leather contributes to the smell. Yeah.
But I think if you were...
John Norman has brought his leather strap in.
Oh. Right.
So, John, you have
How
a
How old is
strap.
That watch?
The watch itself is about 5 or 6 years old.
How old is the strap?
Probably 2.
All right, give it a smell.
Wonderful.
Give it a smell.
Smells like leather. No appreciable odor.
Oh,
no sweaty.
Would you like to try? No thanks.
You know, let's see maybe you don't, you're not a big sweater.
And maybe it's also the things are getting better now. You know what I mean?
Maybe, I understand.
That back then, if you bought a leather watch wrist thing, maybe it was really like pig innards or something.
And it was wider, so it would hold more smell.
Moisture.
I will bet a year's salary that that watch strap that John brought in doesn't smell like Cheryl's harness.
No. Oh, no.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to have a contest to smell Cheryl's harness.
That's fantastic.
To see who could stand to seriously sniff it the longest.
That's true. You mean a contest with the people on this show?
Yeah. Now it might not smell awful.
It might be. You never know.
But
she's clean.
Might smell like
she's
high karate.
She's decent.
Something tells me it might. It might smell something like a snowmobile seat. you know.
Snowmobile seat. A used snowmobile.
Yeah, that's had other people's sweat and, you know, because you're outside and you never really have a chance for the smell to go away. Or gosh, maybe,
a rental saddle.
He wins.
A rental saddle.
That's pretty good.
Rental saddle is a winner.
Oh, God.
We have a winner.
Just winner.
Just winner. Just winner. Just winner.
Yeah, right. Because you would have, and it would have to be the fancy kind that's got
a
like.
A Western saddle.
Right, the horse hair coming out.
Bicycle seat at a crowded vacation resort.
Again, a rental.
In a rental, yep.
Hold on. What important call is that, Rob?
I bet.
I hear a bird.
Is it Rip Torn?
Is it the tranny daddy?
Oh, I got a text. I don't know how to do this. Hold on.
We are cutting edge technologically savvy here.
Who would send this?
Who would send you a text?
I don't know. Hold on.
Dear Mr. Spiewak, your new supply of Rogaine has come in.
That's it.
Congratulations. The Rogaine has come in. The just used, massage into scalp at the beginning of every
the
day.
Used leather saddle you ordered.
That's a leather saddle.
A rental saddle. He wins. He wins hands down. I should have shut up and not tried to improve upon it.
What are you doing? Who is it?
I can't tell.
What does it say?
It says it's receiving.
Dear Mr. Spiewak, looking forward to the photo shoot. CTBD.
Right. Mm-hmm. Topless. And I bet she wants to touch you.
Yeah.
I bet that she wants her hands
really
over your areolas.
A great picture. Going to be a great picture.
Your nipples. Mm-hmm.
And I think the one I'm picturing is Rob is taller. So I picture Rob maybe standing in directly in back of, of Cheryl. And Cheryl just covering with her hands.
Rob's nipples.
This is going to be the greatest photo shoot ever. Can we do it on the air? The photo shoot?
Do you have innies or outies?
Oh, my nipples are marvelous and out.
Marvelous and out. And it's got to be black and white.
Yeah, please.
Now, who is that?
Hello?
Jesus.
Hi, Cheryl. Can we call you back on the air? Okay, well, okay, bye-bye.
See, she's got his private number.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, this was for organizing the prize.
Right.
She's waiting for the invite.
You know what? Let's break.
Okay.
Okay?
We can do that.
The real producer, Joshua Dre, just called and said this would be a good spot to break.
Okay.
We'll come right back and, we'll ask, get Cheryl on the phone.
Okay.
We'd like to tell her what a great job she did with those tapes.
Good.
And also just briefly ask her about the smell of her bra thing.
Think rental saddle.
Rental saddle.
A rental
winner.
Saddle.
Winner. Winner. Winner.
Yeah.
Winner. 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 Okay, be right back with more show.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.